Welcome, and to our fifth session of the Ascended Masters of Light, Level 2, Session 5, April 23rd, 2013. Joan and Milena, please say hello.
Well, hello, everyone.
We are happy to see everybody today, of course, and we will continue to set the energetic template from what we will be transmitted for the rest of the year. There will be no session next Sunday, and we will meet again on Sunday, May the 7th, for our open discussion and Q&A. Linda, please review our last two sessions so you are prepared to discuss and ask questions. Now let's get started. We have the wonderful pleasure today of having Beth Goodson do our opening meditation, which she has volunteered to do, and we appreciate that. Now here's Milena.
Okay. Now everyone be sure you're muted, except for Beth. And if you will, cover your screens for us to get started. So everyone take a breath. Be aware of your perspective now within the new seating configuration. Okay. Take another centering breath. Find your harmonic residence with this beautiful, magnificent, crystalline cosmic temple of pure radiant light. Prepare to welcome and receive the frequencies and light signatures of all the non-physical beings of light who are the Council of 12. As they enter in the same manner as they did last week and take their places beside you in our chamber. And let us all welcome Beth Goodson as she delivers our opening invocation.
What we have on the screen is a fresco in the south of France. It's Mary Magdalene, and she has this long, flowing, beautiful rose cape of energy. And she's sending out the master teachers. Now, why is that so important is that if you will remember when we finished level one and we were in the light conference on segment 19, which was the last Sunday, Milena went over the earth history of the divine feminine. And we'll make that available to you, but you will note when you do look at it, that historically the feminine has been vilified, denied, and as we see today, there's a lot of violence around any women that are trying to themselves heard. So it was really important. She was a co-teacher with Yeshua, and they were trying to put a template on the earth, which is our mother, that would last. Well, it did last, but it had to go underground. And in the south of France, they honored that. So you had the Templars, and you have in all the churches in the south of France, you will find the Mary Magdalene emblems and codes. They are there. So keeping that in mind, and that yesterday was Earth Day, and Earth Day is when we honor our mother, the earth, and all the elements and the elementals. So they are very prevalent. Plus, we understand there were a lot of cosmic changes. We had eclipse. We had the new moon. There were so many things that are involved in the feminine aspect of things. So with that in mind, our invocation today. Ring out the bells. The time has come. The time to open our hearts, our minds, our tongue, to celebrate the holiness of our being of who we are, the I Am presence as one, united in the collective spirit of the almighty source of all that is. Bring forth the master teachers, the meek of flesh, but strong of spirit, to call forth a new earth, a new beginning, filling the earth, the waters, the air, and the cosmos with the sound of love, of harmony, of peace. May all creatures answer the call. May the divine masculine and the divine feminine reach out to come together as one, to create a world, a cosmos of divine love, harmony, of peace.
Thank you so much, Beth. That was beautiful. So today, we will begin by bringing the energetic frequencies from last week into present time. So place your attention on the multiple streams of consciousness that you are currently participating in. Be aware as each stream lights up in your field. Expand your awareness to the multiple states of consciousness of the prime directives that are available for you to draw from. Observe where those sit in your unified field as they are lighting up for you now. Whenever you place your conscious attention on both of these states of consciousness, notice the expanding brilliance of your unified field each time that you do so. We learned last week that this environment within our light temple is also an acoustical chamber of sound. We also learned that the way we receive information and transmissions would be changing, that we would no longer receive these transmissions through our physical ears or bodies. All transmissions are now being received through our consciousness, our light bodies, and unified fields, which will then be translated to our physical body. By a quantum alchemical process, the sound frequencies are separated and transformed from the words, so that what we now receive are the energetic frequencies in their fullness. Nothing is lost in the noise of our voices. In this acoustical chamber, the sound actually wraps and encircles us, moving in a spherical form as they are received by us from every plasmic crystalline particle of our light temple. The non-physical members of the council wish to add this. The sound waves that are delivering the frequencies and codes of these transmissions to you is now being enhanced even more by impulses drawn through the ninth ray of creation emanating from Source. The ninth ray of creation ushers in non-physical sound codes and light frequencies. We have a knowing and understanding within us of what those are and how they apply to us. These sound waves operate outside of time. In the quantum fields, everything occurs outside of time and space. Continue holding the awarenesses of all that is occurring and active in your field as we continue with the next segment.
We will now proceed to discuss some of the important aspects of the third eye that sits in the area of your forehead. You have previously known this as the third eye center. This is where you receive various communications from the realm of Prime Creator. When your third eye is open, you are able to have aspects of clairvoyance and knowing. The opening of the third eye requires that you have a state of consciousness that can receive the beginning functions of the third eye. The third eye has two aspects that you may be slightly aware of. In the mystery schools of ancient Egypt, they were known as the left and the right eye. The right eye being the eye of Ra, the all-seeing authority that creates. The left eye is the eye of Horus. The left eye holds clairvoyance and intuition. A significant stage of these ancient mystery schools was that there were certain initiations that brought the student's state of consciousness and their former student position to the status of a mystic. And we might add that you are on a direct path to that status. Although you must be able to see beyond the Egyptian meaning and bring these concepts into the present energetic activations, there is some significant energetic pathways between the past and the present time sequence. The activation of these two eyes provide protection of the body as it develops states of refined consciousness. This protection is needed so that you can maintain the full integrity of your higher mind as you see beyond the physical world into the creative realms. Your higher mind contains all of the various aspects of your prime directive and how you use them in this lifetime. The activation of the two aspects of the third eye is the placement of the right and left eyes within the Ajna center that is within the second triad. When you create the frequency refinement that is needed in the ascension process, there is a more complete function of the second triad and the chakras that are part of it. The placement of the two aspects of the third eye is important to the further activation of the seed crystals and the lobes of the brain. When the two aspects of the third eye are placed in the Ajna center over your right and left physical eyes, the Ajna center is energetically activated to a different frequency range. These two aspects of the third eye changes and balances your ability to process complexities of thought. It enables you to create effectively as Christed beings of light. These two seed crystals above your physical eyes hold and transmit the developing refined energetics and concepts that are part of your evolving consciousness. The third seed crystal represents the all-seeing eye of Creator. It is located just above the brow of your forehead. The three activated seed crystals form a multidimensional triangular energetic configuration that holds the Ajna center. As you create with the activated right and left eye from the consciousness of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions, a unified expression begins to happen. The two hemispheres of the brain unite in an interconnected function. Everything comes into coherence. Then you can view with binocular vision. Your hemispheres fuse and unite, so concepts and energetics are not just this or that. There is an understanding of who you are in a body, but most importantly, who you are as spirit. When your energetics are coherent and unified, you never lose that understanding. It's now imprinted in the field. When the three phases of your third eye operate in unity and coherence, they are considered orbs of light that are massive and ancient. The light in each become intertwined. The energies explode into your pineal gland. The pineal begins to activate in new frequencies and becomes multi-layered. The spinning of the pineal center keeps the whole complex moving so that you have a distinct realization that you are creators of light, that you are made in the image and similitude of the source of your being. Your awareness of self as creators of light is held in the third seed crystal above the brow. That in turn reflects that into the seed crystals of the body that are now radiating in a much different light frequency. The seed crystals emit the knowing of your creative self into the lobes of the brain. Now you receive, understand, process, and create from the wisdom and knowledge of your soul spirit. These energetics are coherent and unified so that you never lose that understanding. It is now imprinted in your expanding energetic field. There's a lot going on in the medulla oblongata center, which is known as the zeal point, the ascension chakra, and the mouth of God. It is the center where cosmic energy enters the body. The medulla chakra holds cosmic intelligence and wisdom. Your etheric or ka body brain is being rewired in order for the brain to be receptive to the transmission of universal knowledge. It can direct the cosmic knowledge into all your bodies. The medulla center vibrates to the frequency of the magenta color. It connects with the pineal light energy that flows into the medulla oblongata at the base of the skull. The flow of light then angles back up to the pineal gland, increasing the light that stimulates the pineal center. The medulla center and the second triad have a deca-delta manifold that is helpful when all of these centers are opening and begin to function. The second triad and the medulla oblongata have a vital role in regulating the energies when all the centers in the head area of the body begin to come online. The manifold system protects the neurology of the brain that is so quickly changing to a refined expression of light frequencies. Then the brain doesn't get overstimulated when you are reflecting on these various activations in a meditative state. In the meditative state, you are often not conscious of what is energetically happening within and around you. Your subconscious mind is very conscious and motivated to produce the stimulation in your field and higher mind. Thus, the need for a functioning manifold system. These things will not happen at once, but come online in a precise, sequential way. The manifolds are in place and activated so they can protect the body as they were intended. These things are incredible activations that are happening. Trust that these beginning activations are slow and precise. There is a recalibration that happens that brings everything else into coherence with these activations at this point. Melina?
Now everyone take a breath. There is a lot occurring in your field as you bring all of these energetics into present time. And we will continue now. And we're going to go back to our conference, and we're going to bring now those eighth dimensional frequencies into present time. So we have had several months since our light conference, to begin the acclimation of all the dynamic codes, frequencies, templates that were reclaimed when we opened the eighth dimensional time locks. As the ever-expanding, brilliant essence of light that you are, let's bring those codes and frequencies into this present moment. We are now beginning to access ever higher refined states of consciousness, and our human body is now accelerating the alchemical process that generates internal plasmic light. The internal plasma is created by the energetic conscious intention of increasing our light quotient. The increase in our light quotient aids us in continually expanding our unified field and our etheric light body structure. This then allows for some of our higher consciousness bodies, like our Echo body, and many other iterations beyond that, to come into our awareness and begin to function. By directing our soul consciousness to connect to our physical body and our particles to plasmic light, we have the ability to interconnect and communicate with all things, including higher aspects of ourselves. We now know that plasma is the most common substance in our universe, and it permeates through absolutely everything in creation. Plasma is the interface that communicates with the intelligent energy of all creation. Our personal inner spark of plasma is our direct interface to link with the massive plasmic core of the universe, which then connects us to the eternal mind of Source. This occurs through the process of entanglement. Our soul, our spiritual bodies, and unified field has been built, energized, and strengthened by the same core substance of plasma from which the entire universe has been created. Your soul spirit is the plasma power supply inside of your physical body. As the energetics of these higher states of consciousness are imprinted and assimilated into our physical being, the alchemical process begins to transform the energetic density of our third and fourth dimensional bodies into the fifth dimensional state by replacing what is being transformed with quantities of biological crystalline plasmic light. Take a breath. When we entered the eighth dimensional state of consciousness in the light conference, we were told that we would be entering a completely new sequence of light frequencies, that this realm vibrates with highly refined and very different light and sound codes. And these frequencies would be the most energetically powerful we had encountered so far on our ascension journey. When we retrieved our eighth dimensional luminous field of light, the effervescent luminous ones carefully and precisely connected it into our unified field. These connections were made using magnetic pulses of pure light, connecting the first point at the apex of our fourth triad. The next connecting point was at the eighth chakra, our higher mind. Next, the connection was made with our soul scar. And with the last connecting point made at our earth star. This brilliant field of light was then extended and placed at the outermost edge of our luminous fields. The luminous one transmitted to you that this eighth dimensional luminous field of your light essence never descends. Next, we open the second vault and retrieve the universal eighth dimensional light template. And we're told that it would be carried by each of us in our eighth dimensional luminous field. The non-physical members of the council would like to remind you that we do not directly draw from either of these eighth dimensional templates. Not from your personal luminous field or from the first iteration of the universal eighth dimensional light template. However, both are influencing your entire unified field. The energetics of the eighth dimensional light templates are held in the eighth dimensional aspect of your sacred heart and the 11th chakra, where they can then be utilized by your soul star and higher mind. The earth star grounds it to your unified field. Take another breath. There's a lot of recalibration going on in your field. We then proceeded to the activation of the 8-8 Infinity Template. And Rata told us that this would occur during the light conference. Your luminous one, who you know as an ancient friend, was joined by a white lion and lioness from the Syrian Stargate. One of these beings was the one that transmitted the 8-8 light template to you originally when it was placed in your second triad. You may recall we were taken then into an eighth dimensional sound activation chamber. Now mystical sound frequencies were transmitted into our entire luminous field of light. Those sound frequencies were encoded with streams of magnificent colors and symbols. We could not have known at that time that this was an introduction to the changes that would be occurring within our light temple in becoming an acoustical sound chamber. This also served to prepare us for the acoustical sound chamber's ability to transform words into frequencies and mystical sound codes. Both of these things began a recalibration in our entire unified fields and rewiring of our brains in order to process higher light frequencies in the body that would be assisted by the crystalline plasmic light particles. Place your awareness on your second triad and see the 8-8 infinity template lighting up. The Lemsikit, the golden infinity symbol, began to expand within your second triad. And another set of light frequencies were programmed into the infinity symbol by the other white lion. The luminous one touched your third eye, and the Sirian 8-8 template activated with an explosion of light. The magnificent luminous being then gifted you with the vision to see a brilliant blue diamond crystalline light in the center of what you perceive to be her third eye. She then transmitted ancient sacred codes into the 8-8 light template. Many of those codes were personal for you. The Lemsikit, the infinity symbol, now glows and radiates within your second triad with golden light and is imbued with the vivid blue color of the crystalline diamond, which created another layer within the template. This ancient symbol contains many more hidden codes that will be discovered in the future. This massive 8-8 light template encompasses your entire second triad and the crown chakra. It stimulates our memory and awareness of who we are as a creator in light. The 8-8 light template is an extremely powerful and multidimensional gift that will assist us in ways that we cannot yet imagine. There are many mysteries still to be revealed. We'll sit for a moment as you sit in the activation and the recalibration of all these energetics, becoming entwined in your unified field.
Take a deep breath. And we will continue. Many changes have occurred within the physical body's configuration in the last 6 months of your time sequence. Your consciousness has increased dramatically. Now it is time to add to the foundational energetic template that we have helped you set in motion in these last two sessions. Your consciousness is dramatically evolving. The foundational energetics are preparing the energy field of your body to begin to use your electromagnetic body, epikinetic body, and eka body adeptly as you explore your refined states of consciousness that change the biological plasma of the physical body. You have set in motion the beginning refined stages of these three bodies. These are bodies of consciousness that have phases of movement and vibratory synthesis. Your physical body is a dense body that you use to navigate in the world of form. It is your experiential vehicle that has both electrical as well as magnetic components. The Earth's electromagnetic field is a carrier of biologically relevant information that connects all living systems. You continually receive electromagnetic waves from the Earth. Your physical body emits an electromagnetic energy into your field. Did you know that every person also affects the global information field of the Earth? There is a feedback loop between human beings and Earth's energetic magnetic systems. Your physical body, as well as your state of consciousness, has changed dramatically to a more refined frequency range. It is now time and necessary to illuminate your electromagnetic, epikinetic, and your eka bodies. Human emotions and consciousness encode information into the geomagnetic field. This encoded information is distributed globally. The Earth's magnetic field act as a carrier waves for this information, which influences all living systems and collective consciousness. Illumination of your electromagnetic body starts in your heart center, which is composed of your physical heart chakra, your massive sacred heart chakra. The human heart emits the largest electromagnetic field of all the body's major organs. These fields and the information encoded in them can be modified based on how you are feeling, what you are thinking, and different emotions that you are experiencing. The heart even sends signals to the brain through a system of neurons that have both short-term and long-term memory. And these signals can affect your emotional experiences. You have studied this system for several years. You have become conscious of your thoughts and emotions and how they create your reality. Significant changes have opened your hearts and expanded the use of the element of love. So your electromagnetic body has already changed and will continue to do so as you evolve. Your heart emits the largest electromagnetic field of all the body's major organs. The heart sends signals to the brain through a system of neurons that have both short-term and long-term memory. The heart actually sends more signals to the brain than the brain does to the heart. These signals can affect your emotional experiences. Every person affects the global information field. You as a group have created and will continue to create heart-coherent states of love, appreciation, care, and compassion because you have developed the foundational state of consciousness. Your field of love energies generates a more coherent field environment that benefits others and helps offset the current planetary discord and incoherence. This is why you have come into these bodies. You can and will make a difference. Deep breath. Now let's talk about the changes in the epikinetic and eka bodies. The epikinetic body is composed of biological plasma that is used by the energy body for projection and teleportation within the singular dimensional sequence of fifth dimension. You cannot take your physical body into the energetic and conceptual energies of fifth dimension. What you are accessing in this field is a non-physical state of refined consciousness that you can implant into the fifth dimensional body to further raise it to the complete and ideal function of fifth dimension. Remember, the fifth dimension takes you out of the fallen paradigm of separation and fear and sets you firmly in the paradigm of love and unity. It is dependent on the ever-increasing spinning velocity of the second triadic system. The epikinetic body is reliant on motion and velocities of light frequencies. It operates in the level of kinetic vibration that is primarily a low-frequency acoustic energy. The Eka body is a higher consciousness body. It is a vehicle combination of light frequencies for clearing consciousness time through the seventh, eighth, and ninth chakra configuration, which allows this consciousness vehicle to simultaneously work outside of time or space-time realities. This enables you to use your light body skillfully to further raise your biological vehicle to another state of being as it is used to navigate experiences in more refined states of matter. The epikinetic and Eka bodies provide an alteration of the biological third dimensional body's programmed clock that slows the aging and death of the physical vehicle until certain states of consciousness are received and put in play within your experiential exploration of the many fields of matter. This breaks the cycle of karma, which results in continual birth-death cycles. Alternate paths must be developed in the biological experience of having a physical body to navigate the world of matter. The biological body can be permanently altered in the dimensional sequence of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. The epikinetic and Eka bodies provide a consciousness that can move beyond time or space. It can explore many dimensional states that have no form and bring back concepts and energetics that are useful in your current biological state. The Eka body imprints the biological body's consciousness with refined concepts and energies that it collects from various dimensional fields of light. So you see that you have already put some of the energetics in play that will continually activate the electromagnetic body, the epikinetic body, and the Eka body. You are creating a field of light and consciousness that will fully activate these bodies in their rightful progression. Now take a deep breath. Let us sit together in all of the energetics and concepts that have been put in play through the sound currents of the voices. Take a deep breath, and we will continue. Many changes have occurred within the physical body's configuration in the last 6 months of your time sequence. Your consciousness has increased dramatically. Now it is time to add to the foundational energetic template that we have helped you set in motion in these last two sessions. Your consciousness is dramatically evolving. The foundational energetics are preparing the energy field of your body to begin to use your electromagnetic body, epikinetic body, and eka body adeptly as you explore your refined states of consciousness that change the biological plasma of the physical body. You have set in motion the beginning refined stages of these three bodies. These are bodies of consciousness that have phases of movement and vibratory synthesis. Your physical body is a dense body that you use to navigate in the world of form. It is your experiential vehicle that has both electrical as well as magnetic components. The Earth's electromagnetic field is a carrier of biologically relevant information that connects all living systems. You continually receive electromagnetic waves from the Earth. Your physical body emits an electromagnetic energy into your field. Did you know that every person also affects the global information field of the Earth? There is a feedback loop between human beings and Earth's energetic magnetic systems. Your physical body, as well as your state of consciousness, has changed dramatically to a more refined frequency range. It is now time and necessary to illuminate your electromagnetic, epikinetic, and your eka bodies. Human emotions and consciousness encode information into the geomagnetic field. This encoded information is distributed globally. The Earth's magnetic field act as carrier waves for this information, which influences all living systems and collective consciousness. Illumination of your electromagnetic body starts in your heart center, which is composed of your physical heart chakra, your massive sacred heart chakra. The human heart emits the largest electromagnetic field of all the body's major organs. These fields and the information encoded in them can be modified based on how you are feeling, what you are thinking, and different emotions that you are experiencing. The heart even sends signals to the brain through a system of neurons that have both short-term and long-term memory. And these signals can affect your emotional experiences. You have studied this system for several years. You have become conscious of your thoughts and emotions and how they create your reality. Significant changes have opened your hearts and expanded the use of the element of love. So your electromagnetic body has already changed and will continue to do so as you evolve. Your heart emits the largest electromagnetic field of all the body's major organs. The heart sends signals to the brain through a system of neurons that have both short-term and long-term memory. The heart actually sends more signals to the brain than the brain does to the heart. These signals can affect your emotional experiences. Every person affects the global information field. You as a group have created and will continue to create heart-coherent states of love, appreciation, care, and compassion because you have developed the foundational state of consciousness. Your field of love energies generates a more coherent field environment that benefits others and helps offset the current planetary discord and incoherence. This is why you have come into these bodies. You can and will make a difference. Deep breath. Now let's talk about the changes in the epikinetic and eka bodies. The epikinetic body is composed of biological plasma that is used by the energy body for projection and teleportation within the singular dimensional sequence of fifth dimension. You cannot take your physical body into the energetic and conceptual energies of fifth dimension. What you are accessing in this field is a non-physical state of refined consciousness that you can implant into the fifth dimensional body to further raise it to the complete and ideal function of fifth dimension. Remember, the fifth dimension takes you out of the fallen paradigm of separation and fear and sets you firmly in the paradigm of love and unity. It is dependent on the ever-increasing spinning velocity of the second triadic system. The epikinetic body is reliant on motion and velocities of light frequencies. It operates in the level of kinetic vibration that is primarily a low frequency acoustic energy. The eka body is a higher consciousness body. It is a vehicle combination of light frequencies for clearing consciousness time through the 7th, 8th, and 9th chakra configuration, which allows this consciousness vehicle to simultaneously work outside of time or space-time realities. This enables you to use your light body skillfully to further raise your biological vehicle to another state of being as it is used to navigate experiences in more refined states of matter. The epikinetic and eka bodies provide an alteration of the biological third dimensional body's programmed clock that slows the aging and death of the physical vehicle until certain states of consciousness are received and put in play within your experiential exploration of the many fields of matter. This breaks the cycle of karma, which results in continual birth-death cycles. Alternate paths must be developed in the biological experience of having a physical body to navigate the world of matter. The biological body can be permanently altered in the dimensional sequence of 5th, 6th, and 7th dimensions. The epikinetic and eka bodies provide a consciousness that can move beyond time or space. It can explore many dimensional states that have no form and bring back concepts and energetics that are useful in your current biological state. The eka body imprints the biological body's consciousness with refined concepts and energies that it collects from various dimensional fields of light. So you see that you have already put some of the energetics in play that will continually activate the electromagnetic body, the epikinetic body, and the eka body. You are creating a field of light and consciousness that will fully activate these bodies in their rightful progression. Now take a deep breath. Let us sit together in all of the energetics and concepts that have been put in play through the sound currents of the voices. Take a deep breath. Present in this moment. We will now close with a further activation of the Ajna Center, an energetic transmission emanating from the entire console. Another deep breath. Visualize your Ajna Center and where it is sitting in front of your eyes and forehead. Notice where the three aspects of your third eye are placed within your Ajna Center. Watch as the three seed crystals have begun to light up. Their light continues to brighten like you have never seen them before. They have become so bright that you can now see that they are actually orbs of light. Notice how the whole Ajna Center is radiating a brilliant light that fills the interior of the multidimensional triangular configuration. You can see the dimensional frequency has changed, and it is vibrating a frequency of light of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. Witness as the hemispheres of the brain unite. The massive frequencies of light explode into the pineal chakra. The pineal center activates into the new frequencies of light. Take a breath. Much is happening. Be aware of the radiating light of the seed crystals as they transmit the light frequencies into the lobes of the brain. Another breath. As the pineal chakra light flows into the medulla oblongata, notice how open and vibrating the medulla already is. It unites with the light flowing from the pineal. The light then flows back into the pineal center. As the light now enters the pineal, you begin to have a distinct knowing of yourself as a creator of light that is created in the image and similitude of Prime Creator. Notice how that feels at this very moment. These are no longer just words or concepts. You know with certainty that your brain is gradually being rewired. Sit with the entire council in our magnificent chamber of light in the crystalline temple of light. feel the comfort of the love in unity in our crystalline temple. Blessings, we will now close our session.